Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amanda Krestovich, front office sports, college sports, business, everything. There isn't. She'll get on a bus and go to Dartmouth to watch a men's basketball and a court hearing. She'll do anything. And she's in Phoenix, about to talk to DJ Burns. I'm not going to break any news here. I appreciate your time. We got the women's Final Four. Are you having any FOMO about not being in Cleveland?
I'm having so much FOMO, and thank you so much for asking, because I would like to use this time to platform the idea that for literally no other purpose than my own personal reasons, they should combine the men's and women's Final Fours in the same place. I've done a lot of reporting on, like, the real questions about that idea. But, like, right. I just want to be able to do everything at the same time. I have so much FOMO.
The truth is, like, this year, and it's happened, you know, 12 other times, it certainly would have done well, whether it was Connecticut or Syracuse and now NC State, because we're basically dividing a fan base. You got to make a choice. Do you go to Phoenix?
Exactly.
Do you go to Cleveland, right? What has the ticket crush been like in Cleveland? I know it's one of the things you reported on Front Office Sports. There has been a massive interest in getting to Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, and this is actually not the first year that this happened, where the women's Final Four ticket prices, like the get-in ticket price, was higher than the men's.
Right.
You know, and look, I think that's for two reasons, right? I think, first of all, of course, it's because of the incredible demand of women's basketball. But mm-hmm. it's also because, for the uninitiated, the men play in a football stadium and the women play in a basketball arena. So it's like there are so many more tickets for the men, right? It's like, you know, I wasn't an econ major, but like supply and demand, yada, 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 something like that. So that's part of the reason. But yeah, I mean, there's so much demand for the women's tournament that it's like the basketball arena is like not big enough, it seems.
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone can do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, look, you got to the star power. And by the way, Amanda Krestovich, front office sports, at A. Krestovich with an extra H on Twitter. The star power at the women's tournament, people have been talking about this all year, that there's more star power probably in the women's game because of familiarity, also great players, than there is in the men's game. Not that there isn't star power in the men's game. But how much has that just enhanced what we have seen? 12.3 million people watched on ESPN the Iowa LSU game for a region in a regional final. That is just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, and just to put those numbers in perspective, right? That was the most watched women's college basketball game in recorded history. It was the most watched college basketball game, men's or women's, on ESPN ever. And one of my colleagues actually did some reporting about how we think it's the most watched women's basketball game, high school, college, or pro in the last 30 years, I believe. You know, and to answer your question about the star power, I've been telling people that, like, women's college basketball has always had star power. I think, obviously, we're so oversaturated. It's like almost every good team has a star in the women's tournaments this year. But there have always been stars in the women's game. It's just like this is the first time that there has been enough visibility and elevation from a media perspective that the sort of average sports fan is getting to have access to the stars.
Amanda Krestovich from Front Office Sports is joining us here. I don't know if you've reported on this, but I talked about it in this way really throughout the season. Last summer, I think it was last summer, might have been the summer before, my summers run together. In the Women's European Football Championships, UEFA did not anticipate it being that big a deal. So they had many of their matches at small venues, EFL championships, second tier venues. And then they got to the final and basically sold out Wembley. And they realized then that, oh my gosh, this is a much bigger deal than we ever anticipated. And I don't know if now the networks have kind of caught on that, wait a second, there's an untapped market here that people want to watch this. It's not just for political reasons, somebody trying to be, well, I want to watch women's basketball or women's soccer. It's like, wait a second, These athletes are amazing and it's fun.
Exactly. Absolutely. And I would even say that, at least from my reporting, I feel like the TV networks and ESPN specifically actually caught on to this power of women's college basketball before the NCAA even did. Because ESPN is not beholden to, sort of these questions of equity, like you said. ESPN's beholden to their shareholder, right?
Right.
So they're not doing anything for, morality or ethics like the NCAA has to. They're doing it because it's good business. And I saw them actually, just in my opinion, I think that they caught on quicker than the NCAA did even.
Amanda Krestovich, Front Office Sports in Phoenix, about to talk to DJ Burns. And the women's Final Four is in Cleveland. Is anybody on site measuring the three-point line?
I haven't even been inside the stadium yet.
No, not the men. We know the men will be fine. We know the men's court will be properly marked. Is anybody in Cleveland with a tape measure?
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's so funny you say that, because one of my friends at the Washington Post actually bought a tape measure when he was in Portland. And the NCAA would not let him onto the court to measure the disparity. They announced it the next morning, but he went back with the tape measure. He was texting me. He was like, okay, I'm going to see how many inches it's off, and I'll put that in my story because the games were over for the night. NCAA wouldn't let him onto the court. Typical.
Amazing. Well, they should be embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, they should be.
Two things jumped out at me. One, how did they play four games on that court before anybody noticed? And two, why did a fan notice? Because it was a fan that brought it to everybody's attention. I'm blown away that we actually got to the fifth game of six before anybody figured it out.
Right. And can you imagine the men's coach's reaction if that had happened to the men? Like, can you imagine Dan Hurley? Right. I mean, the women's coaches they have so much decorum, frankly. But the men's coaches would have ripped apart the hardwood themselves.
Yeah.
And, and it's like, how are we? That was the column I wrote on Monday. How are we still doing this? After all the triaging, after all the overhaul, after all the, you know, gender equity reports and fancy consulting firms that came in, how are we still making these most basic mistakes?
Unbelievable. Hopefully the court will be properly marked in Cleveland. Amanda Krestovich from Front Office Sports, I thank you so much. I will talk to you very soon.
Yes, thanks for having me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.